Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we're talking with the folks from the Olympic Peninsula YMCA of Jefferson County. We have with us Dana Nixon, the Building Futures Coordinator, a mentorship program serving students in the local region. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to learn a little bit about the YMCA program, Building Futures. Now, YMCA is just a huge presence nationwide, 10,000 neighborhoods they serve. Now, tell me about the Building Futures and the Y program. Who do you serve?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I love that you started with MLK and that intention. As we're recording this, yesterday was Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, and we look to his inspirational legacy to elevate the spirit of service through volunteerism. And it is with that intention that I am here to promote opportunities for service within the Jefferson County YMCA and our Building Futures program. So thank you again for having me here and encouraging volunteers to consider mentoring a student as a means to serve youth in our community through this program. And I guess what I want to, I don't know if I can remember the exact quote, but there's a Frederick Douglass quote. Mm-hmm. It's easier to teach children than it is to fix broken men.
It is easier to teach children than fix broken men.
I think that's close enough for now.
Frederick Douglass.
I encourage our listeners to look it up.
that is without a doubt a truism that I'm imagining you're focused on with Building Futures. So Building Futures, who do you serve? What students do you serve?
Yeah, good question. So we are a school-based mentoring program. So we get referrals from the different schools, either from school counselors, teachers, sometimes parents.
So do I understand that? Chimicum?
Chimicum, Quilcene, and Port Townsend.
Got it.
Grant Street and Blue Heron. We are open to students grades 1 through 9.
Okay.
So that is a new part of our program. It was just 1 through 8, but we wanted to extend that to 9th graders for people who maybe need a little mentoring through that switch to high school. Most of our matches are made early in their school career. They have the opportunity to renew their match. So once someone is matched, we get a referral, and then I interview the student. I find out who they are and what kind of mentor would work for them.
Oh, that's lovely. The student has a voice in their mentorship arrangement.
Absolutely.
I love that. So a student, you have someone from the school district that forwards this name to you, and the student comes in to the Y and has a conversation with you about what they'd like to see. So you have a very willing student. Now, does the student
we do the interviews at the school.
Oh, I see.
So
you meet with
the
student. That's fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I imagine you must hear some very poignant things from those students about what they're missing in their life that they would want an adult to come alongside. Do you have any stories you might think of that come to mind for that?
Yes. Well,
you park that for a minute. I want you to think about that. I think I put you on the spot.
That's okay.
I'd really like the listener to, you know, because we're targeting how one can get involved as a mentor. And sometimes that's a daunting word, mentor. Well, do I need to know algebra? What does that look like? What if I can't make it? So you have an arrangement where a mentor comes alongside a student and it is your goal to have them continue throughout multiple years, or is it a one-time, one-year only? How does that work?
Yeah, it can be up to 1 year, and we are flexible if, for instance, we want to recruit high school students, and sometimes they can't commit to a full year.
That's a great point. So high school students are candidates
absolutely
that you would consider.
Anyone 16 years old or older can be a Y volunteer.
And so the process for them, and do they fill out an application online, or do they come in and speak with you? How would one get involved in mentoring a student in
sure.
school districts?
They can access our application on our website and print it themselves, or come to our office and get one, or email me to have me forward them our packet.
So walk us through a typical day. A mentor shows up at the school that you've already been matched with a student anywhere from grades 1 through 9, and they're at the school, and what happens next?
So once they're matched, I facilitate the initial meeting, and it takes about an hour. And so then we talk about what are the kinds of things they might want to do together. They can stay on school grounds, so they can go out to the playground or, you know, take a walk on campus, or they can play games either in a designated area, or sometimes the library is a designated area. And so it's just finding out what it is that their common interests are. So the purpose of the program is not academics. It's not to help them with their schoolwork. It's to help them adjust at school to whatever is their block from doing that. So that's what their referral is coming
for. So it's emotional,
for.
It's relational, it's building a connection with
building
an adult.
Building a connection with an adult.
I saw on your website a wonderful video vignette, and I saw a parent talk about how this filled the gap for a male role model. And I thought that was particularly touching. So referrals, can a parent request a mentorship program or mentor through the Y or through the school district if they wanted to see their son or daughter involved?
Yes, parents can make a request, and we like to make those then happen through the school. Mm-hmm. We have a waiting list of over 20 students right now.
I wondered about that.
And
My goodness.
It's difficult to find the volunteers to fit the need of the community. Mm-hmm. So that's really why I'm here. Volunteers are essential to our program, and it would not function without them. We need people who are having caring heart. They want to witness the person become who they are through this process. And it doesn't have to be through grades 1 through 9. It can be for a shorter time.
So it's after school. It's on the property.
No, it's during school.
Oh, it's during school hours.
During the school hours. Oh. However, that's the general policy. Mm-hmm. There are occasional volunteers who work during the school day. Mm-hmm. And so we want them to be involved as much as possible, too. So we have our Y safe sites are available for meeting places. And we have several.
Can you elaborate a little bit on what is a Y safe site?
Well, schools are safe sites for children. Mm-hmm. And so they don't need that supervision, but we want to make sure that volunteers aren't ever one-on-one alone with the student. And so they can meet at a Y site, either here in Port Townsend, we're at the Mountain View Commons, or in Chimicum, we have an After the Bell after school program. And so they can meet on campus there. And then in Quilcene, there are after school areas that are considered safe areas for meetings to happen too.
Oh, that's fantastic, to give a little flexibility to the location.
That's right.
Now, as far as the content, does a mentor arrive with a little bit of a let's do this together? Or do the two of them work up a hey, I want to practice, you know, flying kites or something? How's the format of what they do develop?
It's crafted within their own relationship, but we do have suggestions and things that we want to try and make happen. So we do encourage the students to give ideas to the mentors, and we encourage mentors to kind of have ideas for the student. You know, they might have an interest, but they don't necessarily know how to develop that interest.
Sure.
Whereas a mentor would have the ability to come up with activities that would help develop their interest.
And so you help facilitate some of that development if they're kind of stuck or they need a little bit of direction.
Yeah. The one thing that we find a lot is that kids are interested in animals. Most kids like animals. And so if a mentor has a pet, they can bring the dog to the school and they can walk on the sidewalk with the dog.
Oh, that's a fun idea, especially if the child doesn't have a pet, right?
Right.
And so I noted also on that video, there was, it looked like someone was doing jigsaw puzzles and talked about radio flying. It really is just a very loosely structured, allows the mentor to bring their best gifts and talents into the conversation.
Absolutely.
That's so wonderful. So there's a wait list. Now tell me, if we have listeners here who are interested in becoming involved, the training, time commitment, let's get our who, what, where, when out so we can make sure we get that out to our listening audience and find a few mentors for you.
Yes, thank you. So if you're interested, contact me at the Y, Dana, at Olympic Peninsula, YMCA.org. I can email the application, which, you know, can be lengthy. It's a reading and signing, code of conduct and background check and demographics. That then we process at an in-person interview that I do with each volunteer. And we do trainings. We have now been able to develop an open house and volunteer training combo to really develop our interest in the program. So you can come to the open house every third Thursday.
Excellent.
So this February 15th will be the one next month.
Okay.
So we'll do those monthly. And the open house is for an hour from 6 to 7. We do the training for new volunteers from 5:30 to 6:30. So that way we can have a regular schedule for plugging new volunteers into the and who are trained and ready to go. And then people who are interested can hear a little bit more about what being a mentor means and meet the other people who are interested in it too. So that is going to be on a rotating basis. Well, this Thursday, January 18th, we'll be here at our Mountain View location.
Okay.
And then the next one will be in Chimicum at our After the Bell room there at the elementary school on the middle school, high school, elementary school campus. So we'll flip-flop those.
And folks can learn more about mentoring and getting engaged. And you don't necessarily have to start in September. You've got a wait list, if I understand.
Yeah. And we'll start you as soon as you're trained and ready and as soon as we have a student ready for you.
You can start anytime changing a life.
Mm-hmm.
It's super impactful, you know, building those conversations and relationships with our young adults. In the last few minutes, I'd like to just give you a chance to share anything else about your organization that might be of importance that could help you grow.
Sure. Well, we are a nonprofit, and so funding is always helpful to keep our programs running. This program is supported through UGN, United Good Neighbors.
Oh, it is. Well, and thank you, UGN.
Yes. And thank you also to the Mentoring Works Washington. We just received a small grant from them that's helping us make more matches. Mm-hmm. But individual contributions help support the foundation of the Y and our programs like this that are true safety net program for our community.
And do you have any physical needs for this mentoring program? Say if folks have extra puzzles or crayons or supplies, is that needed?
Sure, okay. Yes. I would like to create a little matchbox for each school. Most of the school locations have activities, but we could be developing that more for sure.
Well, Dana, this has been really super helpful. I appreciate the time that you took away from this busy organization that serves so many needs in so many ways, from young and old, from youth to health and all the things. The Y is a phenomenal place.
Thank you.
Yes. And I just thank you, Dana Nixon. I just didn't mean to cut you off, but we have so much to say and so little time. Well, Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Mike Schlexer. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Go out there and make a difference. Thank you.